Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Ayin Beis, Vigin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Gimel on the Beis, at the first Mishnah, at Halacha Zayin. Bin Feira Meira Nidon Al Shem Seifari, Amateira Yomus Zakayv Al Yomus Chayav. And Bin Feira Meira is not killed for his sin, but rather due to his future, is there for him to die before he sins even more. Shemisosim Shoshayim, Hanaya Lahem, Banaya La'ilam, Rasadikim, Ralahem, Ralahilam. Death of the Roshayim is good for them for this reason, and this is good for the world, but it's bad for Sadiqim because they can't do any more mitzvahs, and it's bad for the world. Yayin the Shayni la Roshayim, Hanaya Lahem, Banaya La'ilam, Rasadikim, Ralahem, Ralahilam. Wine and sleep are good for Roshayim, and it's good for the world, but it's bad for Sadiqim, and it's bad for the world. Pizu l'Roshayim hanoi elohem v'noi l'olim l'sadikim v'olohem v'olohim. Scattering of Roshayim is good for them and it's good for the world because they cannot conspire together. It's bad for Sadikim and bad for the world. Sheket l'Roshayim ra lohen v'olohim l'sadikim hanoi elohem v'noi l'olim. Serenity of Roshayim is bad for them and it's bad for the world. It's good for Sadikim and good for the world. Gemara says, Tzafa kodesh bochu shesoif zeh osed ligame nechfei ove ve'es nechfei imoi. Yeshiv loy, the Pashas Drochim, Makabech the Beoif, Rahoyog Esad Nefoshis, the Sefer Shechech Talmudoi, Ramutoira, Mutab Shiyamasaka Vlayam of Chayev. Shemisosam, Shavashoim, Hanayalahem, Vanala Oilam, Sadikim, Ralahem, Burala Oilam. The Gemara says that Hashem saw that this Ben Sayyamayor will later exhaust all the property of his father and mother, he will sit at the crossroads and rob people and kill people, and in the end he will forget his learning. The Torah says that it's better that he die innocent and not die chai of guilty. Death of Roshayim is good for them and good for the world. It's bad for Sadiqim and bad for the world. Yayin v'shein l'Roshayim hanayi lahem hanayi l'olam l'Sadiqim ra lahem v'ra l'olam. Wine and sleep are good for Roshayim and it's good for the world. They're bad for Sadiqim and it's bad for the world. Amar Yavoh v'vad yayin imroi v'sheina. Yavoh says only wine with night sleep are bad for Sadiqim. Amar v'yonison v'sheinim hem kima b'pnei shetei Datam Miyushevis. The innocent says Sadiqim sleep a little so their mind will be settled and it helps them to learn Torah. We come now to the next Mishnah, Halacha Ches, Abom Machteris Nidon Al Shem Seifei. A Bob Machteris, which is a thief tunneling into a house, is judged, means one may kill him due to what he plans to do at the end, as it explained. Hay Bob Machteris Veshova Esachavis Im Yesh Loi Domim Chayev Ein Lo Domim Potter. If a Bob Machteris broke a barrel, if he has blood, he may not be killed, and he is liable. If he has no blood, which means he may be killed, then he is exempt. The Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Shmuel, Ve Echa Meshlosha Mikriyos Shenemu Batera B'Mashal, Im Yokum Yisalech B'Chutz Al Mishantei. The Gemara says, a brisa from Rabbi Shmuel, that this is one of three cases, three psukim in the Torah that were said as parables. If he gets up and he walks outside on his stick. It does not actually depend on walking with a stick, rather if he recovered, even if he died later, the one who struck him is exempt. Im machteres yimsa ganav im zoch Hashem shalav damim loy v'chi alav levadoi hacham zirachas v'alei kol alkol by oilam zirachas hachama. And now we have a second puzzle, which is our Mishnah. The person who is coming tunneling through, if in the tunnel the ganav will be found, if the sun shone on him, then damim loy. Does the sun shine only on him? It shines on the entire world. Ela ma zriches hachama miyuchedes shu sholem l'chol ba'olam kach kol zman sh'ad yodea sh'ad sholem emenu ben v'yem v'ben v'layla ahor goy nerag. Rather, just like shining of the sun is sholem for all inhabitants of the world, as long as you know that you are at peace with him, means he doesn't intend to kill you, whether during the day or the night, one who kills him is killed because he has blood, meaning that the person who kills this ganas would be chayiv misa. That should say nesofik. Baalignoiv sofik shehu baalahoig amet shem baalignoiv vaday shteva hogoy hahogoy neherag sofik shehu baalahoig neherag. If it's a sofik, if he comes only to steal, and a sofik if he comes even to kill, if he certainly comes to steal and one killed him, the one who killed him is killed. If it's a sofik that he comes to kill, then he is killed. Mikan adan apikoch nefesh lema ma shesei shichev domim. From here you learn to pikuach nefesh, cases where life is in danger, to say that just like murder is special, that it is metame the land and desecrates Hashem's name and makes the Shechina depart, and a suffix overrides it means we kill a thief when there's a suffix about his intent, or the more so pikuach nefesh, a suffix overrides Shabbos or other Asurim. Ksiv in b'machteres yimase ha'ganav, v'ikeh v'omeis ein lo'idomim, tani r'chiyah b'machteres ein lo'idomim, chutz l'machteres yesh lo'idomim. R'chiyah says that when it says in the pasuk, if the gun will be found in a tunnel, and he is hit and he dies, ein lo'idomim, means in the tunnel he has no blood, means the person who killed him would be exempt, but outside the tunnel he has blood. Tani Rav Shimon Yochai afilu chutz l'machteres ein lo'idomim lefi shemoina shel adam chavav alav kenafshoi. Chami lei ozol bai meisav m'moina minei v'kayim eloi v'kadlei. Rav Shimon Yochai says even outside the tunnel he has no blood, because a person's money is dear to him like his own soul. When the thief sees that the owner wants to take back his property, he'll stand up against him and kill him. Rav Huna amar, Notel hakif v'havachis ponov, v'seiz v'halach loy v'amad alav v'holgoy ein ha'holgoy ne'erag. Rav Huna says that if the thief took the wallet and turned around to leave, and the owner stood up against him and killed him, the murderer is not killed. Ma'atayimad Rav Huna ki yechem nevavai. What's the reason of Rav Huna? He quotes in the pasuk, ki yichem levavoi, when his heart warms up, means the owner is enraged that his property was taken, and if he wants to take it back, the thief will kill him, therefore he may kill him first. Rav Amar called Yesi olai ana kapile chutz me Hananya ben Shila da ana yada dole asi el meisev megustei mine. The Rav says, anyone who comes up against me in a tunnel, I would kill him except for Hananya ben Shila, because I know that he loves me greatly and would never kill me. He comes only to take my food and my property. Amav Yitzhak, Mekirin de Avri Libe Eloye, the Mevedle Da Milsa, Ein Ze Hanan Ben Shila. Rav Yitzhak says, since his heart is brazen to do this and tunnel in, he's not acting like Hanan Ben Shila, and he is suspected to kill.